Robert, time travel, dreams, what a way to to imagine. But is there a tie-in?
We're all time travelers in our dreams, I believe, George. I mean, once again, the question is how much we remember and whether we will ever learn to do this consciously. I mean, we've been talking a lot about sleep dreams, but I want to stress the ancient understanding, which will be the understanding of our future science, that dreaming is not fundamentally about sleeping, it's fundamentally about waking up. We might do that in our sleep if we're in the condition of sleepwalkers in waking life. But let's focus on dreams in the sleep stage and in the sense of learning to be in dark unconscious dream travel. Here's one thing that goes on in dreams in which we are time travelers. We visit the future. We do it all the time. We do it in three ways. We see things before they happen. This is called precognition. Of course, we can do that in intuitive states. We may not understand what we're seeing until it manifests. For example, you see a part of an aircraft engine in the rubble under the Twin Towers, and you don't understand what it means until you turn on the TV, and there's that horror on 9/11, and you see part of the aircraft engine in the rubble under the Twin Towers. That's an actual dream. There's precognition. Second, we see things that might or might not happen depending on whether any action is taken. We might not be able to stop a hurricane or the eruption of Mount St. Helens, but if we see a car road accident and we can get the information straight and it's something that could happen in the future, we might be able to take evasive action. If we see an opportunity relating to the future, it might require action to find that person who will be our ideal partner or to find that dream job. So there are dreams that are early warning or early opportunity dreams. They may or may not manifest as future events depending on the action we take or fail to take. And finally, there are all the rehearsal dreams. You know, we're sketching out possibilities. Any future that we see, whether it's in dreams or intuitive states, is a possible future, and the order of probability that will manifest depends a lot on whether we understand the information, what we do with it. So dreaming the future is an example of time travel, but dreaming the past might be another example of time travel. Lots and lots and lots of dreamers have dreams in which they return to their childhood, return to their future situation, are visiting their younger selves, not just remembering, it seems, but actually visiting their younger self in their own time. And then, of course, there are the dreams in which we enter previous lives, lives in previous eras, which may be lives of our ancestors. They may be experiences of our own spirits in earlier times. They might be past lives of our essence in some sense. They might be visits across time to ancient civilizations with which we turn out to have some connection. Some of these dreams involving past situations may actually be the result. Let me slow down. Of ancient or earlier dreamers dreaming of us. I mentioned briefly, too briefly, my many encounters with an ancient Iroquois Indian, Arondiwano, woman of power, who I've called Island Woman in my book, Dreamways of the Iroquois. Island Woman, I believe, started dreaming of me from 3 centuries ago, not just of me, but reaching into the future, trying to get information which could help her people in the face of a catastrophe, which was the arrival of Europeans with their diseases, amongst a population that had had no exposure and had no resistance to things like measles and smallpox. I believe she was a shaman of her time who was dreaming consciously into the future, scouting around for information from her future that could help her people in their own time. This goes beyond remote viewing. All of this goes beyond remote viewing, by the way, although it has some things in common with remote viewing. We can learn to be time travelers in these and other senses, but let me give you the big one about time travel. When we become conscious dreamers, when we become active dreamers, when we wake up to all that dreaming may be as a limitless adventure of life and consciousness and healing and everything, when we become active dreamers, we can enter the spacious now in which we step outside linear time. We can see into the past and future. We can see the link between different life experiences within the multidimensional self and the multidimensional universe. That is a position of immense wisdom and immense excitement.
You know, the ability to travel in time through, let's say, prophetic dreams, precognitive dreams.
Yes.
My daughter, Robert, has an incredible knack for this. She's starting to hone these skills, and they are truly unbelievable, where now she's beginning to identify people and timing of events. I mean, years ago, when she was a little kid, she'd have these strange dreams, talk to us about it, and something would happen, whether it would be someone's car accident, an earth change, maybe a plane crash. She didn't quite know what these were, and she couldn't explain it to us, but I noticed that things would happen pretty soon after she told us about these strange dreams. Years later, she's 34 right now, years later, she would talk a little more specifically. Now she's at a point where she will know within someone's family if they're going to die or if something's going to happen. I mean, she missed it by a sister, for example, in a situation just a few weeks ago. She had a 9/11 dream when that occurred. She has had ongoing dreams of seeing a city in dust. And, you know, she didn't know where they were. It could be Pakistan. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she does have these incredible events. And I don't know what it is. Is it genetic? I've had some of these too.
Well, it sounds as if you are a dreaming family. It sounds as if you're privileged and blessed to be a family of dreamers. Let me just say very quickly, first of all, children are naturals at dreaming. You know, lots of adults say to me, what do I tell my kids about dreams? I say, listen to your kids to start off with, particularly very young kids. They just come out of the dream time. They don't know that dreams are only dreams. They think dreams are real and that they are important, and they're right. You know, kids are naturals at this thing called dreaming. And until the adult world crushes it out of them, kids are our best teachers. I've quoted my own daughters from their early years in my books on the dreams that they had when they were very young. Now, let's just take the gift that your daughter now has and the gift of prophecy or prediction or precognition through dreams in general. Some people find this to be a burden. I mean, if I'm dreaming of a lot of disasters and I seem to be helpless to influence them, that might weigh upon me. But let me say this. When you find that you have this gift, there are two things that you probably want to learn to do to make the gift practical and helpful in the world. The first is you need to learn how to step back into that dream space and clarify the information. Where is this happening? Is it Pakistan or is it Iraq? Is this a car crash at that intersection on Friday night when there's ice on the road, or is it about, you know, a problem in the relationship? So the first thing you need to do is to learn what I teach. I call it dream reentry. It's going back consciously into the space of the dream to get more information, get it right, so you know what is happening. And second, you need to figure out whether there's action that can be taken. I mean, often there's no action you could reasonably take. I mean, if I dream of someone's death, maybe I can't prevent that death because it's the result of a whole, you know, life history. But you know what? If I can't prevent that death, at least maybe I can help the family adjust, help that person approach death with dignity and grace, help people adjust better to it. Sometimes I can take action which can change the future for the better for myself or other people. So those are two key points which not enough people in our culture talk about and understand. The first is, if I'm dreaming the future, I might need to learn how to get clearer information about what I'm dreaming. And secondly, I might want to be proactive in figuring out how to do something useful with the information.